Montesquieu's born in 1689 in Bordeaux to a landed family. He's a lawyer, he's educated in Bordeaux. He's an aristocrat. He has it made at birth. He knows that he has a place reserved for him in the Parlement, so he can be a magistrate. He's had this superb education and can practice as an advocate and a lawyer in Paris. He's got an estate, which still exists, La Brède, one can visit it, near Bordeaux, and he will eventually take up sort of husbandry and viticulture and lead the life of a landed gentleman. All of that is available to him. But he also comes of age in a Bordeaux where there's an awful lot of intellectual ferment. The academy at Bordeaux, of which Montesquieu will be a member from, I think, roughly 1718, is a place that welcomes the participation of other nobles who are interested in new intellectual trends, who are interested in Newtonianism, who are interested in the new philosophy of Descartes, who want to spend time conducting experiments. And so these provincial academies are a phenomenon throughout France. They're part of what has been thought of as a network that exists, a republic of letters, people now talk about it, across Europe, most particularly in France and in the Netherlands, where amateur scientists, amateur philosophers, are very often Protestants, are asking questions about all sorts of things, the history of the world, the origins of religion, the origins of society, questions of political economy. Really everything is up for grabs. The particular sort of person who pursues these fields of inquiry, we now call a philosophe. In many respects, Montesquieu is a perfect example of the philosophe. In 1694, shortly after his birth, the Académie Française published its great dictionary, and it defined the term philosophe, which tells you something. It tells you that the term was actually established as a man who, by liberty of spirit, esprit, stands above the normal duties and obligations of civic and Christian life. This is a man who refuses nothing, who is constrained by nothing, and who leads the life of the philosopher, with a capital P. And I think when the dictionary entry says is constrained by nothing, that tells us an awful lot. The philosopher or the philosophe will be associated with dangerous, subversive trends in thinking. So this is Montesquieu's immediate intellectual milieu, and he participates actively and eventually becomes president of the Academy in Bordeaux. We think of Montesquieu as the author of the Persian Letters, this splendid fiction. He's also the author of the most perhaps influential political treatise ever written, certainly alongside Rousseau's political writing, The Spirit of the Laws, which dates to the end of his career, 1748, a text that had great impact on practical political thinking, particularly in America. The Founding Fathers, in drafting the Constitution, drew on the Esprit des Lois. But Montesquieu, the young Montesquieu, writes papers on subjects like the cause of the echo, the function of the renal glands, or the minds of Germany. He's also particularly interested in sobriety, the impact of tippling on the citizens of ancient Rome. An eclectic list that captures the extent of his erudition and curiosity. Manners, customs of ancient people, these are all grist for his mill.